Morning Watch. Numbers 2, Week 20. Authority, Rebellion, the Vindication of Delegated Authority, and a Proper Representative of God. Monday. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. Romans 9:21-22, or, does not the potter have authority over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? And what if God, wishing to demonstrate his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering vessels of wrath fitted for destruction? Isaiah 6:1-5. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim hovered over him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to the other, saying, Holy, 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 Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory, and the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am finished, for I am a man of unclean lips, and in the midst of a people of unclean lips I dwell. Yet my eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. Suggested reading. All authority is from God, because everything is ordered by God. If we trace any authority upward, we eventually will come to God. God is above all authorities, and every authority is under him. Once we touch God's authority, we touch God himself. Basically, God's work is not carried out by power, but by authority. Creation came about through the word of his authority. His word is his authority. We do not know how God's authority works, but we know that God accomplishes everything through his authority. The centurion whose servant was sick knew that there was an authority above him to which he should submit, inasmuch as there were those under him who submitted to him. Therefore, he only needed the Lord to say one word, and he believed that the matter would then be taken care of. He knew that all authority was in the Lord's hand. He believed in the Lord's authority. This is why the Lord said that he had found no faith greater than this. Meeting God's authority is the same as meeting God. Today, God appoints authorities everywhere in the universe. Offending God's authority is the same as offending God himself. A Christian should submit to authority. We who are involved in the Lord's work are the servants of God. As such, the first thing we touch is the matter of authority. Touching authority is as real as the matter of touching salvation. For us, this is a deeper lesson. We must be touched and smitten at least once by authority. Only then can we work the work of God. In our relationship with God, nothing is more important. Once we touch authority, we will see it everywhere we turn. Only then can we be restricted by God, and only then can we begin to be used by God. There are two principles in the universe, God's authority and Satan's rebellion. Although a rebellious person can preach, Satan will laugh, because the principle of Satan is there in the preaching. Service is ever attendant to authority. We who serve God must gain this basic understanding at some time. It is like touching electricity. Once one touches it, he will never be careless with it. In the same way, once a man meets God's authority and is smitten by it, his eyes will be enlightened. When the rebellious ones spoke against Moses for not leading them into the land flowing with milk and honey, and for not giving them the inheritance of fields and vineyards, their words were somewhat true. Please note that whenever men act and judge according to a doctrine or according to what they see with their physical eyes, they are taking the way of reason. But those who submit to authority will enter Canaan by faith. The way of the Spirit can never be taken by those who argue and reason. Those who by faith take the leading of the pillars of cloud and of fire and take the leading of Moses, the deputy authority, will enjoy the fullness of the Spirit. The earth opens its mouth for the rebellious ones. This is the way of death, leading them quickly to Hades. Those who do not submit to authority have clear eyes, but they only see the desolation in the wilderness. Only those who are apparently blind, who probe forward with faith, ignoring the present desolation, can enter into Canaan. Those on the spiritual pathway see the future promise of blessing by the eyes of faith. Therefore, one must meet authority, be restricted by God, and be led by his deputy authority. If a man sees only his father, brothers, or sisters, he does not know what authority is and has not yet met God. In any case, the matter of authority is an inward revelation rather than an outward teaching. Further reading: The Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 47, Authority and Submission, Chapters 1 to 3, 6 to 8, 12 to 15, 17 and 18. The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1957, Volume 2, What the Kingdom Is to the Believers, Chapters 2 and 3.